Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
And that one's Zach Reno.
We got the family band, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett on the fret. He's also engineer in Choo Choo. We got Dana Wickens on the stickens.
October,
Dana. Spooky. Also producing.
Also lightened her hair, Dana.
Yeah, I mean, the light is getting darker, but her hair is getting lighter.
Can I just say, I was about to say something that was going to sound so much like a white pride. I was going to be like, the light is right. And then I was, well, I will say this still, but let me qualify it with what I am not trying to say.
Yeah, I think the light can be right.
It sounds so close to white is right.
Yeah. These are some intense vibes to open this Friday afternoon.
They sure are. But we're all just here having a good time. And we have a guest who we love. We've had her multiple times before. She's always a delight.
You know, the last time she got to do an episode, a solo episode, there was some flan. There were some staplers.
An iconic character in the Off-Book catalog.
Iconic characters. Please welcome, you know her from Wild Horses, the incredible Erin Whitehead. Right before we started recording, you said there's nothing I love more than hot water and honey.
And I love a good hot water and
honey.
I
was immediately transported into the famed mid-90s sketch Delicious Dish, where I was like, you gotta be sitting with Anna Gasteyer just being like,
I don't know the sketch.
Sweaty Balls, Molly Shannon. You know,
that's
do like,
the only
I know
version
that,
that
catchphrase.
That
I don't think I. Oh. I'm not a sketch person. I hate comedy, as we all know.
Yes, we all know. I'm sorry. I can't believe I tread so lightly into a category we know you famously hate.
No, it's interesting to me. It's not interesting. I hate when I start things that way. It's awful. I don't know any sketch references. Like, I know the Blues Brothers,
and
right?
Some would say they're pointless
to
me.
You're looking at the wrong person for validation on that
Conan.
Point.
Yes.
I don't know any.
I know Dan Aykroyd sketches.
I don't know
that's
any
all.
Television, which has become.
I know all the I've watched all the television that isn't reality. All of it.
Do you have?
Well, it doesn't matter, but it's these two, like, it's Molly Shannon and Anna Gasteyer, and they are, like, mild-mannered, like, kind of NPR-type hosts, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's nice, it's nice. Oh, you know what I'd like on a crisp October eve? Why not put some honey in some hot water? It's very much that, like, vibe.
I already like these ladies, although I bet you I'd like the drama version. I want to see the two-hour movie.
Sure. Mm.
No jokes.
Yeah, no jokes.
Lots of deaths.
Just them speaking.
No jokes, more deaths.
I want everyone to be grieving at the beginning of a movie.
Well, then where do they get to? Are you talking about The Big Chill? Well,
talking about Up?
To me, they get to the healing process.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Actually, we could both instantly think of examples. So yeah.
I feel like grief's a great place to start. I don't want to get to it because then you have to go. Then it's like a hospice movie. I don't love those.
Yeah.
I also have to pee. Why didn't I go before?
Let's stop.
Let's take a quick break while Aaron goes pee.
I'm so sorry. It suddenly was so intense that I was like, I'm not going to be able to hold it.
Don't.
I didn't have to go, and now I do.
No.
Hot water and honey. I hope something goes right through you. Okay. I'll be right back.
Jessica, this is unprecedented.
I love a precedent.
I love a precedent just so I can break it and push past it.
I know.
It.
I love breaking a precedent. Do you know... when I had to learn all the presidents in 11th grade.
Good transition.
my teacher had us know, like, their name, the years they were in office, their party, and then, like, one quick thing about them so that when we got questions, we could, like, place ourselves there.
You'd
and
like
a mnemonic, right? And George Washington's word was precedent, which I always think is funny because it's so similar to precedent.
It's very close.
Yeah.
What was the rationale behind his
work? Because the most important thing that he did was step down after two terms. Like, he kept us from being, like, having kings, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, elected kings. He was like, you know, it's time for me to move on. And then there's that great song in Hamilton about it.
And then
one more time.
And then Howard Taft's word was bathtub. Because he famously got stuck in a bathtub.
It wasn't about helping you remind yourself of things so that to then giggle about. It was like to take the AP test.
Bathtub.
Let me write this DBQ about. We got Taft, and he's in the bath. We got Taft, and he's in the bath. And he's not thinking about Monopoly Bath.
We were just messing around.
That is so funny. Is it gonna go in the?
Honestly, we'll see. You'll know now, listeners, or you won't.
This is amazing.
But we didn't want. But we didn't want. We're not gonna do
me
the
in
show
with a microphone.
That,
you know.
That is illegal.
No, that can't be true. Seems so fun.
If you take the microphone, I guess it's okay.
Why do fun things? Why are they always illegal?
They're always illegal.
Crossing the street when there's no one around.
Everything with kids, and kids are the funnest.
Lovely. There are things that, and I think this is probably a well-worn comedy territory, but there are places that if there were no kids around that are kid places, like I would have a good time. But
yeah, you. Skating rinks.
Yeah.
Fuck those kids at skating.
Are there always a ton of kids at skating?
They
rinks?
Try to hang on to you when they skate by and they.
Kids you don't know?
Every child.
If they're flailing.
If you're an adult, you're just a railing.
you're angry because a child is trying to use you to stop from injuring
all of
themselves.
Them. And one, okay, this I got bullied at a skating rink by a child recently. 10 years ago, recently. A child pushed me down
recently
to
in
show
the,
off for his friends.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
That kid sucks.
Two little hands on my lower back pushed me from behind. the girls he was with were not impressed, and I told on him and got him taken out of the
Good
ring.
Job. Last week I was at that mini golf place in Sherman Oaks that has like the Castle-y Dragon.
Ooh, I have not been to this place.
Oh, it's got putt-putt.
Is that Castle Park?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's Ooh. Good. And I we walk you to get in, you have to walk through the arcade, and we were coming through like a cloud of the end of a birthday party. It was like 15 9-year-old girls who are all like, I have tickets! And I can use the VR mom before we go, and I use my tickets to get this finger trap! And it was like, we all, like, five adults parted through them, and then we were like shell-shocked, and then I got outside, and I was like, we have to remember, though, this is for them.
like
my knee-jerk reaction is to be like, ah! But, like, I'm in their space. Like, if they're
so
doing that
things.
at an opening night of a PG-13 movie or, like, a concert or the opera, then I can be like, child, you're misbehaving. But, like, it's wild to be in a child space and be like, that's not the same as what you
well,
experience.
Well, it kind of is. I mean.
No.
But like, a skating rink
bully
is
you.
For kids. I think what's happened is now it's become cute to have your adult birthday there. I'm not for this trend. I think it's so
Are you talking
awful.
About roller rink?
Roller rink.
I was picturing ice
skating.
Skating,
yeah, me too.
Oh,
and I was
mean,
like, that's so dangerous.
They're both awful. Like, I just am like, I don't know how people with bad insurance and jobs where you have to show your face have suddenly decided that we're going to, like, skate for our birthdays when we turn 30 or 35. It's like, don't do that.
We go now to a roller rink. Yeah, that's right. It's a crowd of 30-somethings, and they're taking it to the max.
Ooh, baby. I got four wheels on each of my feet. I'm gonna go around in a circle. Because it's my birthday party, another trip around the world.
Just got divorced. I got invited to this party and I'm so excited. Might get laid in the bathrooms where it smells like popcorn and bubble gear. Oh, who says we're too old for this? Who says we're too old for this? Who says we're too old for this? Rational people. Who says we're too old for this?
Office is here, Greg, Carolyn, and Carol Ann. I'm gonna try to hold Carol Ann's hand.
And I'm here because I love birthday commitment, but I'm recovering from a ski accident. My knees are wearing down, I shouldn't use them this way, but happy birthday. Why is that child looking at me like I'm his mommy? I'm not home.
God, I wish I could have kids. I think I might be barren. Am I too old? Did I lose my
shoes? Don't worry about it. Skate with me. Who says we're too old for this? Who says we're too old for this? Who says we're too old for this? Rational people.
Ooh, and it feels so good. Like time is a construct. Pushing back to when you know we should as the light.
Friday, almost quitting time, hey?
That's right. Did you get my Evite?
Oh, an Evite. Let me see. I have a filter about Evites.
Don't worry, I got physical copies right here.
Oh.
You, Diane, you, Barbara, are cordially and personally invited to Steven's birthday party at the roller rink.
Oh, you're in third person now.
Wow. Steven's got to do what Steven's got to do,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, look
at a roller rink. Oh, wow.
Get this. You can skate all night long. $8 gets you shoes for the whole night. And they have pizza. And they have an arcade. And there is a bar. Does the bar serve beer? Yes. Does the bar serve wine? No. Does the bar have a license to serve wine? Yes. It's
Steven,
a beer and wine license.
Do you work at this rink? It feels like
I work at this office with you.
But are you
9 to 5.
Are you moonlighting?
Listen, this is my work.
I know
the
you've
roller
got a
rink?
Lot of kids to take care of.
This is my passion. I have a lot of kids to take care of. I have my own children.
Well, that is your passion, too, though. That's important.
Wow, I've never... This is really fun for a 47th birthday.
Thank you, Diane. Yes, it is.
You know, I haven't skated since, I don't know. I probably skated till I was 12.
Okay.
So, like, 1973.
Yeah, probably.
That's some quick math, Barbara.
Well, she is an accountant.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm in marketing. I'm not a numbers guy.
And you know me, HR.
And
the three departments
of Red Robin Restaurants Corporate.
That's right. Hey, speaking of, because it's not quite quitting time.
Yeah, I mean, we work till 5.
Oh.
It's 4:30.
We got a little bit more in us. I just, I know it's your department, Steven, and I'm just here to resource you humans.
Hey, you're a human, you're a resource. What do you got?
Na 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 na. If I had a genie, I know what I would ask it.
What you ask?
That I could have an unlimited fry basket, and those fries would come, and they would come well with season, and I could have them one after one. I don't need a reason, I just wanna say. Stop and ask why. Why can't other things be unlimited? Why do everything have to end? Why can't other things be unlimited? We have other things without limits instead.
Seems like everything that's unlimited in your adult life is the bad version of unlimited, like unlimited strife, or unlimited times you can be audited by the IRS. There's gotta be a better way, I guess.
Can other things be unlimited? Can other things be unlimited? Can we have other things without limits instead? Friendship, unlimited hope.
Whoa.
Unlimited ways to help you to cope.
Whoa.
Unlimited futures, unlimited paths. Unlimited ways to solve math.
Unlimited
ways to spell your name.
Unlimited
ways to count your fames.
Unlimited
ways to know your brain. Unlimited ways to know your part and know your heart.
Why can't all things be unlimited?
Instead, why can't other things?
fucking get right on that.
I know it's, maybe it seems a little like basic and simple, but
no.
We should be inspired by our work if our work is inspiring. And Red Robin, and it's unlimited fries.
Can I just ask you a question?
Of course, Barbara.
Which of your friends told you friendship was limited? Are they telling you you can't have other friends?
Oh, Barbara, you're so kind. Well, I mean, I have... Well, I'm part of a quad of four best childhood friends.
Oh my God, like Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Woo!
But like now and then...
Which one are better. You? And keep in mind, the character you name will mean nothing to me. But I'm working on asking people about what they care about.
Oh, that's nice, Steven. Well, I think in Now and Then, I would probably be Christina Ricci. And then in Sex and the City, I guess I'm like, this is crazy. I'm a Miranda mixed with Charlotte. I know, polar opposites.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Of course.
Which Ninja Turtle are you?
Raphael.
Got it. Now, thank you for framing that in a way that Steven understands.
And thank you for wanting to understand me. Barbara, that was so... insightful, and I have to say that honestly, I've had times where I thought maybe you and I could be friends outside of the office, but I didn't know how to start.
I think a great way for that to start is maybe you come to old Steven's birthday bash at the roller rink.
Would you like to share a responsible ride share to this birthday with me?
I have both Uber and Lyft on my phone, and I'd be happy to pay.
Wow. Okay. It's happening.
Wow. I kind of can't believe this.
Beep, beep. Hi, this is, I'm a Lyft for Barbara.
Actually, it's going to be me and, a friend.
Oh, great. Coming in. Water for either of you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We just need one. No, is that weird? We probably want each our own waters.
No, we just need one.
All right, here we go.
Cool.
I got in a Lyft today. Thought I'd be alone, didn't know any other way. Then I guess I had some human resource in my heart, but in person, of course. And there was no accounting for how you lift me up. There was no accounting for how you lift me up. No accounting for how you lift me up. And I'm seeing the world with a half full cup.
Sorry I drank the first half so damn fast.
It's okay.
I was excited that we were friends. Really, at last, I've been hoping I could take you from business to personal. And now it seems we're driving to some old guy's party, so...
So many times I tried,
many
like
times.
I asked for the birthday cake to be the one you tried.
When I tried,
when you were like, I wish they would get me red velvet too instead of lemon poppy. Well, I did that for you. There was no accounting for how you lift me up.
Just say you're in my clean car with my safe driving, but you provide the good conversation, and I'm happy to report that right now we have arrived at your destination.
Wow. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go around the block again.
Well, no.
I mean, maybe that's, yeah.
Oh, did you want to?
I mean, okay.
Okay.
Honestly, I've already ended the ride, but this one's on the house.
Wow! There was no accounting for how you lift me up. No accounting for how you lift me up.
Hopefully making new friends.
No accounting for how you lift me up. And I want to say we're right on the cusp of unlimited friendship. And why don't you come to...
To me?
Yeah.
You make your own hours, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You should come to this party this old guy at our work is having in a roller rink.
Huh, that's unusual, but I'm open to the idea.
All right, cool. Come on in.
Thanks. My name is Bryce, by the way.
Hi, Bryce. Here we are. A roller rink. Dad! Dad! Dad!
Oh, God.
Dad!
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 Dad! Dad!
Dad!
Dad! Dad!
Dad!
Dad!
Dad, look at me.
Dad. Steven, dad. He's not. There's too many dads in here. Dad, birthday dad.
What? Oh, hey, sorry.
Name all seven of us so we know you love us.
You have to name you so that you know. Okay, fine.
Well, yeah, you have seven of your kids standing in front of you. Name all of us so that we know you love us.
Yeah, sure. Dad, Snow White, you no made all us fucking dwarfs. Now name us,
oh
bitch.
Oh my God, Jesus, Jason, calm down.
No, I won't fucking calm down.
Yeah.
Jason and Michael and Matt and Anthony and Marissa and Aaron and Richie, and that's all seven of you. Good.
Wow,
done.
Kids, riffs! Kinda can't believe that you remembered those names. Quite honestly, I always forget one of us. So good job, Dad! You did it again! But why'd you have to have a set of us?
I didn't choose to have septuplets. That's the way nature works.
Fertility, more like.
Yeah, my wife's super fertile. Stop being a jerk.
Yeah, Mom's eggs are really falling out of her vagina.
Oh my God.
Like,
I invited you kids to my birthday party here, but this is supposed to be an adult party, so please don't make it weird. You'll be on the kids' side, and I'll be over there. You gotta stay on the kids' side. Well, I'm right over there.
Fine, I like what you're saying, like they're laws from above, but I want you to one more time prove your love. And I know if we were looking like we were from heaven, that you could quickly name.
There's Jason and Michael and Matt and Richie, Anthony, Aaron, and Marissa.
You did it again, Dad, but next time you won't. Cause every time you do it, I wanna choke your throat.
Jason, you need to calm the fuck down.
No, I'll never fucking calm.
What's going
down
on with you today?
I hate how fertile Mom is, it makes me insane. Bitch is always pregnant, her vagina's like a hot dog hallway.
Jason?
What?
That is no way to speak of my vagina.
I don't care how it came out of there, I hate that place. Fell out is more like it. So many people came out of there before me. I could have walked out, walked back in if I forgot something and then came back out again. No problem.
All you kids go to the skee ball table and don't take your hands off of it. You're on timeout at this bowling alley at the skee ball table.
Fine, I'll put my hands up. Ow!
Sorry, I was playing.
That's why you don't put kids in timeout.
Stay on the kids' side while I'm right over there. Need you to stay on the kids' side while I'm right over there. I've got enough to worry about with this party without having all of you in my hair. If you stay on the kids' side while I'll be right over there.
Okay, everybody, welcome. It's a Friday night at the roller rink. Ooh, and it's time to slow things down. I know y'all are happy to hear that because, well, you didn't want to skate fast anyway. I'm looking at you, you wall hangers. Get out there.
How do you know I wanted to skate slow and romantic?
Slow, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
slow. So grab a hand of someone you like and you can skate together on this Friday night. And when you feel like you can barely understand how you can stay skating up, well, just hold their hand and, well, one foot goes forward, maybe the other goes back, and you can pick it up together. You can pick up the slack when you know you can do it. You know you can. Well, you're just skating around.
Couple skate, you gotta keep it slow.
Whoa, whoa.
me if you know what I mean. And when the life that I lead, going day to day.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He's getting me all around town, but the pace is too fast, and I cannot last unless I slow it down. I wanna keep it slow, oh, oh, slow, oh, slow, oh, cavalcade, slow, oh,
oh, and take a best when you can slow.
During the couple skate, who held the wall? Are those children still putting their hands on the skee ball table? Find out when we return to the second half of
Skating Unlimited,
the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left, Steven was starting his adult birthday party with all of his kids in tow at the roller rink. Our ladies in a lift have just arrived and brought a new friend. How's this night gonna end? Find out in this, the second half of
Skating Unlimited.
Ooh, is that Is that a slush puppy machine?
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen those in ages.
I don't think I've seen one since 1983 and a half.
I don't think I've seen one ever. What's that?
It's sort of not quite a Slurpee. It's more like the intersection between a Slurpee and a snow cone, but still drunk through a straw.
Where does Rita's water ice fall in this spectrum?
Okay, so
that's Philly.
Lower. That's a different smoothness. It's that's past Slurpee.
Okay.
So if we go
snow cone,
slush puppy,
good.
Slurpee, Rita's ice,
good. Where is?
What about a slushy?
A slushy.
Yeah.
Isn't that just a slush puppy?
I think it might be the generic version of a slush puppy.
Where does shaved ice go?
Okay, so it goes snow cone, shaved ice,
good.
Slushy slash slush puppy. The name. If we think of this as a Xerox copying machine situation.
Tissue Kleenex.
Tissue Kleenex, exactly. And then a Slurpee.
Okay.
And then a Rita Ice.
I would love to try this slush puppy.
It's going to be very sugary.
If I could make a suggestion.
Please.
Mix the lemon lime with the raspberry.
That is so crazy that you said that. That's what I used to do, but with cherry.
Like a
lime Ricky. Come on, Barbara.
This is insane.
This is wild.
Do you need a roommate?
Do you? Come on.
Oh my God, really?
I do need a roommate.
Okay, I was like going to say it jokingly, but I actually do need a roommate.
That's my cat crazy because I just, one of my other jobs is I'm a landlord for a, and we just had a 2-bedroom apartment open up.
That can't be.
Really? But wait, how are our places? Who has the best place?
Oh, I guess you don't. Yeah, I guess you don't necessarily need to move.
But at the same time, Bryce, I'm happy to learn more about you. Wow, you have to have so many hustles.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say being a landlord is my job. Being a Lyft driver is my passion.
Tell us more.
Meet new people, drive new places every single day. Brand new faces, new experiences, new surroundings. Every day, my life resounding. Get in the car, put the gas down. Love meeting new people and driving them around. Lyft for fun, work for the money. Donate it all to charity. Ha, it's not funny. Give it to the soup kitchen where I feed little kids. That's just the way I did.
Work to play. Play to work, work to play, and then you play to work.
Yeah,
if you work to play, and you play no day. If you work no day to play, then you're working like a jerk.
I'm a landlord, that's how I make the bread. Putting people into rooms, and the rooms got beds. Also windows, and also doors. Everything you'd ever seen in a room before. We got in-unit laundry. That's the way that I rolled in this place. You see, I got disposals and never a sink, but I do live for fun. What the hell y'all think?
Yo, I love hearing you speak about it in this fashion, and it has me thinking about my works and my passion. Yo, I do HR and I go so far, but that's not what I do. I actually work on old cars. Work for fashion, work in this passion. I would work to fashion your car so it has traction. Yeah, I like working them back part by part, and I can do it like the back of my hand. I know it by heart.
That reminds me that I'm the same. I do my thing at work, but then I've got my own game.
Okay.
I go home, I like to shave my cat. I make him look like a little fucking bat. But my cat died, which I might have reminded. But I'm gonna get a new one, I'm pretty excited. Anyway, that's just to say, I like my work, but I fucking love my play.
Yeah, I love where it's at. We got Lyft for passion, and also shaving
a cat. Yeah, everyone's got their own thing, but as long as the happiness is what it brings, you can work to play,
play to work, work to play, play to work.
If you're working all day and you never play, then you ain't working, you are jerking, and that is no way.
No way.
Every day I lift, my life is super.
Oh,
you know I also got a passion for Uber.
Sure.
Why not? All of the ride share. You know if it's a new startup program, I'm there. I'm in the car even if it's self-driving. I'm in the back just fantasizing about how to be the guy in that self-driving car. Meeting new people, going so far. And if you shave your cat and give it wings, it would look like a bat. I'm thinking of things, it kind of look like a sphinx because it still has 4 legs. What a great hobby. My mind is blown!
Yeah, I love that. I gotta tell you something, I do own a bat. That is my pet, I have no regrets. I have a nocturnal pet, he is a bat.
That's incredible, I own a beagle. I didn't know owning a bat was legal. You do though, and that is cool. I'd love to see it sometime after school.
Yeah, that reminds me, I've got another pet.
Okay.
Were you guessing? I'm gonna say no, you didn't bet. On this happening in my house, I've got a giraffe and not a mouse.
Wait.
What? You have a giraffe.
Wait.
Not a mouse. A giraffe.
You have a giraffe?
Yeah, not a mouse. Yeah, a giraffe.
I want to hear that giraffe say,
work to play, play to work, work to play, play to work.
There is only one reason we were put on this earth. That's to work to play,
not play to work.
So that's kind of my thing.
Wow. Yeah. We all have kind of the same thing.
A giraffe.
Yeah.
And I guess I should say I don't necessarily own this bat. There's just a bat
there's
that
There's a bat that
in,
lives that, in your
there's
house.
There's a bat that lives
you
in
You have
my
a bat
house.
In your house.
Oh, well, yeah. For being technical, my mother has a long neck.
Dad. He's so far away. He can't hear anyone.
Dad.
Okay. We're stuck here. We have to keep a hand on the
ski ball.
The ski ball machine.
Stop playing it, Marissa.
You think he meant to say air hockey machine and accidentally said ski ball machine?
Who could know what
It'd
he meant?
It'd be much easier for seven of us to crowd around the air hockey machine than the ski ball machine.
I can't parse out Dad's logic ever since we were born seven at a time. Doop, 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 doop. Jason last.
Man,
yeah.
I want to move
he's
back
he's a
in.
Fucking cuckolded, stupid, infernal man! Jason!
He is! I bet his sperm didn't even get up in that bitch we call mom!
Jason, then why, how are there seven of us?
I mean, Jason.
Septuplets are like wildly rare.
Yeah, we probably came from a donor. That's how. You think anyone normally has sex and accidentally has seven?
I don't know.
She got impregnated by some kind of sperm in a tube.
I just feel like there's so much, some would say too much raw sexual energy between dad and mom. There's no way it wasn't them. I mean,
even if they had to make it like outside their bodies, who cares, Jason? We're here.
I want to meet my test tube, Dad! What? And I don't like that mom's piss parts are falling out of her body!
What if it was still Dad, you weirdo?
What?
What's your real
what
problem
if it was
with
still
Dad, Jason?
Dad? There's no way.
It could definitely, I mean, like let's be honest, we all look a lot like dad and nothing like mom.
You think Dad got impregnated? No, I think that they...
Jason, you huge
anything,
tweet!
I think they used Dad's collective semen to inseminate Mom's egg and then replanted it into her body.
Then why don't we look like Mom?
Well, because we're probably still growing into our looks, and by evolutionarily, we're meant to look more like our dads when we're first born so they don't eat us.
We weren't just born!
Well, whatever!
Anthony!
We'll grow into our looks, maybe!
Jason! Jay Christ, take it down!
Yeah, Jason Christ!
No, that's not your name.
It is!
I just didn't want to use the first half of the Lord's name in vain.
I lived back then!
Oh, yeah, Jason. Get off your chest, Jason.
I would have been Jesus if I lived back then! I would have saved. Monster that rose out of the deep and he told you stories.
I'm sure they're fine. We don't have to worry about them.
Steven, I
Steven,
know.
Look, Steven knows one thing. Sorry, Steven knows three things. One, Steven is madly and insatiably attracted to his wife.
Thank you so much. I never get tired of hearing it.
Two, Steven knows how to do marketing.
I know that.
Three, Steven
and
knows.
And our jet ski agrees.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Oh.
Sorry, Amy. I know you guys were in the middle of your
Amy,
love
thank
again.
You so much for coming.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just.
What's Amy drinking? Amy need another drink?
Why are we doing third person? You guys know I'm already in a crisis. I cannot do third person right
Steven
now.
Steven is so sorry. Amy, what? Sorry. What's up?
Okay, I just, you know, I like hanging out with couples. I love the energy, but also, I don't know, you guys get so lovey, and then I feel like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Like,
listen, whoa,
these
Amy,
kids.
Amy,
I should have had
Amy,
a kid.
Breaks, Amy. Listen, what when my wife and I have is beautiful and passionate.
No, I know.
Rare.
Stop touching her.
Rare.
No.
Fiery.
I think it's rare.
I'd say it's rare.
I mean, you
extra
shouldn't.
Extra rare. There's blood dripping out of it.
Ooh,
that's how
yes.
rare it is.
Don't take
it
your shirt
kissed,
up.
It kissed the griddle. It kissed the grill and then it came to the plate.
But
it's rare.
Okay,
but
fuck
listen.
Both of you. You're trying to make me feel bad.
No. But there are many, many kinds of wonderful couples, this is just how we personally express our love. Just because this isn't what you have or even necessarily what you want.
Or what anyone has had in the history of time.
Honestly, it's so rare.
It's so rare. Do not approximate your life to us. It's too rare. But look around you. There's plenty of other couples to ignore.
Look at that woman, Christine, hanging on to the side of the thing, just sort of like waving at everyone that goes by. Like, that's a different
approach. And look at Barbara and Diane taking turns pushing that man we don't know around the ring. Good job, Bryce!
Thank you!
Sweet, I guess. I don't know. I guess I just, you know, you guys are so great. Like, and you're great on Instagram and on person. How many couples can say that?
Oh, well, look, almost none.
What's
Steven he has? Hybrid name Steven and Stephanie. Can only be described one way, that's clear to me. And trying to compare it, nothing can compare. What Steven he has is rare.
I mean, I know you guys, that's what I'm saying. And here, let me tell you, what Amy has is average. I'm your regular single girl. My friends all say, but you're so great, you should totally be with someone. Yeah, get real.
But you totally should be with someone.
Ooh.
I don't know, but you have an amazing face and a personality to match.
That's what I keep hearing, but nothing.
And just because you don't want to tear each other's clothes off in a public venue.
Or you've never done it four times in an elevator.
Or in a shopping cart when you it's rolling from one side of the grocery store to the other side. And you're like, quick, can we both finish before we crash over there?
What we have is rare. And rare's not to say perfect or great.
Just rare.
Well,
we want you to find your own way to a mate or not. Who cares? You do your thing, but just comparison will rob you of sing. Don't compare
with me.
I mean, what you're saying makes sense, but I just want what you have.
Oh, it's a mess.
But
even though
it's a sexy, sloppy mess, I wouldn't trade it for the best. I haven't a care. What we have is rare.
I'm gonna go talk to that Christine girl. It's fine.
Pass the prize. Pass the prize. Pass the prize.
You guys, I'm having a lot of fun.
And me
Thank
too.
You so for
yeah,
reminding
me.
Too. But I think, forgive me if I'm being too forward, you both got along so well that I just kind of assumed you'd known each other for a long time.
Well, we have, but...
Yeah, but not...
We haven't known each other.
No, totally, totally. But I feel like, do you want me to give you some time to just hang out, just the two of you? Don't get me wrong. I love being pushed back and forth like we're playing a human game of air hockey. It's great.
I mean, what would we push back and forth if we weren't pushing
Bryce? Totally. I'll stay here. I just wanted to...
No, I'm not against it. I'm just asking.
I guess just our feelings and thoughts and insights.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, let's try it. Bye, Bryce.
Okay.
Look out, Christine!
Oh.
Look out, Amy!
Oh, my.
Wow, he just took them out.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Amy, was it?
Could you help me? I've got my tailbone swollen.
Amy up from the ground. Here you go.
Thanks. Thank you.
Amy, that's the most words I've ever heard out of you. We've worked at the office for a long time.
You
have a great face and a great personality also.
Oh, yeah, I get that. But, you know, not good enough.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was just being self-deprecating. But that's, like, out now. People aren't into it. They used to be really into it in the 90s. You should have seen the fucking days I got.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of sort of untreated depression in the 90s.
I guess that's a different way of framing my whole life. So fun.
No. There's nothing wrong with being depressed. It's perfectly normal.
The way you said it would not infer that.
I was just sort of saying that, like, I think that was a vibe of the 90s back before we were sort of, like, labeling that sort of thing.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I wish we could go back. People say it's wrong to say that the old times were better, but, like, in terms of the 90s, they actually were.
Well,
like, therapy was still looked down upon, which it should be. Take care of your own fucking problems.
Okay.
You know, like,
all right.
Flannel was, like,
wow,
great and not ironic.
Sure.
You know, and like,
you can still wear flannel, right?
Not unless you're being fucking ironic. Now the younger kids are doing it, you know, like, they just tie it around their waist.
Sure.
Like, they think it's cute. It's not cute, it's warm.
I mean, they did that in the 90s, too.
Because it was used. Because it belonged to some old man. Wasn't made to look like it belonged to an old man. It actually did.
Amy.
We actually got our clothes from thrift stores back then.
Amy.
Sorry. I'm sorry. God, I'm just having a day.
I'm
having a life.
Should I? I don't mean to butt in. I don't know you at all. And I am not one to give people advice on their lives because everyone's path is different. But...
No, I mean, listen, this is the day and age of advice. Give it to me good.
All right, everybody, we're going to do a very fun activity now.
Oh, God.
Now.
Well, hold on, Amy. Maybe it will be a very fun activity.
Yeah, right.
Everyone, make two lines. Oh, yeah. We're going to make two lines in the middle of the rink.
Come on, just...
Oh, yeah.
Hold my hand and my hand on the other hand. We'll be on either side.
That's three lines.
Make a line.
We're going to join a bigger line.
Oh, make a line. Here we are. One line over here, and one line over here, and then here's what's gonna happen. Oh, you from the back of that line, gonna meet that person from the back of that line, and then you're gonna skate down so far, skating down the line. And you from the back of that line, and you from the back of that line, you're gonna meet in the middle and skate on down so fine. From the back of the line.
Now's the time to go in a line. It feels so fine. The feeling's divine when you go from the back of one line to another line.
I guess it's time to try what's mine. I never want to do it right, but I guess it's time to give it just a go.
Sometimes you're in one line in life and you want to go to another line, and that's fine. Now is the time to jump over the line. Put your body in time, jump in the line.
Hey, Marissa! I think you and me should be a little harder on Jason and not let him bring us down.
Yeah, right, you guys are trying to always keep me in line.
No, I was trying to have a moment of solace with another sibling.
Yeah, I'm gonna sort of agree with you that we absolutely should.
We can draw more lines, we can draw more lines, 'cause he's not behaving fine. We can draw more lines.
Sometimes you gotta draw a line.
Draw the line, draw the line. So
fine,
ooh. Oh my gosh.
Barbara, that's so fun what you're doing with your upper body.
Oh, stop. I learned how to move both ends of my body when I danced a couple years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love your control. I'm still so tentative on these wheels.
No, you're doing great. You look great.
I think we vanished the line. The line that went between business and not business, between you and me. And oh, it feels so fine because we vanished the line.
The line.
Banish the line that made me come to an end and made me feel like I couldn't talk to you as a friend.
We banished the line. Don't you know that it was time? We banished the line, and now it's time for friendship to walk the line.
Stephanie, come to me. I got a little white powder from the man behind the CVS. Would you like to do a little line? Do a little line.
Just a little one. We have seven children.
Doing a line.
Doing a line. Doing a line.
Doing a line.
Doing a line. Doing a line. Now everybody stop. I hope you all learned a little something about yourselves.
Man, this DJ is incredible.
About the people on this rink. You know, some people think that roller rinks are outdated, or they're childish, or they're from our past and we can't put them in our future.
I thought that DJ Deep Truth would just be a sort of like fun guy, but he's not.
But
no, it's like his knowledge is unlimited.
During the course of this evening, you found that what's so great about a skate is that it keeps you steady, but it also rolls you forward. There's something so potential about being on skates. Oh, na 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 na, for what is being on wheels?
Being on wheels now.
Taking on how it feels.
How it feels to be on wheels.
To not have a place where you have to go.
Today, but I feel like a line goes on forever in one direction. Call it a ray. Just you and me. Why don't we get out of here? I'm an Uber driver, but I do it for fun. Let me make that clear.
Hey, mister, I don't want a button, and I know it might be mean, but I think you might have more in common with that sweet wild flower, Christine.
Oh, sorry, I already invited Christine. Christine is coming too.
Okay.
This is a budding new friendship between me, Christine, and you.
Sounds like with you, the dates are unlimited.
Unlimited.
I guess I'm part of that deal, so I am unlimited. I'm so free right now.
Oh, wow. I've never seen you like that.
Wow.
I need to say goodbye to my two new friends. Barbara, Diane, I'm
Rice.
I'm gonna take off. I'm gonna try to meet these two new friends. Maybe they'll be friends with each other. Maybe they'll be friends with me. Maybe it'll be more than that. But honestly, who knows? It's the beginning. Let's take it slow.
Two girls were pushing him back and forth, and now he's pushing two girls.
Slow.
It's gonna be fine. Together, collectively, we can keep Jason in line.
Six, you took me out of the number!
And I
a GD delight.
What a fun time.
Oh my gosh, I laughed
so hard.
Boy,
we laughed so hard. We laughed.
We did.
I want them to know we laughed.
I want them to know. Let it be known that we laughed.
Let it be known.
Remember that we laughed.
We laughed. Okay, so, you know, we just like to do a little something else at the end, and we're just deciding we're just going to talk about, well, we hot water and honey. Okay, so unpack this for me. Never a tea bag, sometimes a tea bag.
I'm suspicious of outside tea. I like my teas at home, but I don't trust teas at public places.
Loose leaves in the wind might as well be from a neighboring tree.
Whoa, Gandalf?
Oh. You shall not drink this random tea. And that's the tea with me,
Gandalf. Because you're like, you love, what kind of tea you have at home?
I do medicinal. Is that it? No.
Medicinal?
Herbal medicinal.
Those are both things.
Herbal medicinal.
They can be,
they're
also
herbals.
Can be the same thing.
I don't know. It's a brand that seems like they only put the tea in.
What I appreciate about hot water and honey is that it is sort of in the camp of, it's almost soup from a stone level food. Not quite. But it's
almost soup.
Soup from a stone level. It's like
stone soup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of parable about how you put like nothing in a pot, but then like it's stone soup. Oh, it would be great if you had celery. Oh, well, I have celery. And then you convince other people to make a thing.
Did you ever have to make that at school, the stone water soup?
I think we did.
Boy, is it not tasty after all that work.
I don't think I want to eat anything where there's just like a dirty garden rock boiling around in the pot.
I feel like we don't even put a real rock in there.
We did. We put a stone in.
Stone water soup?
It's like a kid's book where it's exactly what you're talking about. Like, it starts with a stone, and then they're like, well, we should add this, and all the little animals bring a vegetable or something.
Oh.
But it's...
Yeah, it's a kid's book.
It's not great.
You know, it ends up being just a not that flavorful vegetable
soup.
But
some things are good. Like, we know that we just put honey in water, and that's good.
Yeah, this is really
What are
good.
Other things that we can just put in water when it's hot and make good?
Well, you can run water... coffee.
When the morning greets me fine, and I'm tired, don't know how to go, that's when I pour the water in my cup. I make a coffee and I drink it up, cause it is morning beverage that's better than you think, because it's
morning beverage time.
It's in a breakfast.
Morning beverage time.
Pizza's in a blender.
Morning beverage time.
You can have pizza anytime.
Morning beverage time.
I said tea.
Wake up and you want something in your cup. Oh, when you wake up
and you want something in your cup.
Oh,
when you wake up.
Oh,
and you want something in your cup.
Yeah.
When you wake up.
Yeah.
And you want something in your cup.
In your cup.
When you wake up. And you want something in your cup. When you wake up. And you want something in your cup.
Oh.
List those beverages.
Wake up.
Yeah, you want something in your cup. I see.
More of them.
Wake up, juice.
When you want something in your cup,
egg white,
more of a
wake up coffee.
When you want something in your cup,
chocolate milk.
Oh yeah,
wake up. When you want something in your cup, oh, it's morning beverage time. Morning beverage time, yeah. Morning beverage time. It's morning beverage time. Yeah,
hey. The very best part of waking up is morning.
We love you so much, and everybody in the world does too. What do they need to know?
Let's start. I like chocolate a lot. I love almond flour
okay,
cookies.
Get it.
What else have I been up to? Do you mean social media? Whatever you want.
The people better
already be following
you.
What are you doing?
Go with it.
I don't know. I always love to find new people. My audio just got real weird. Sorry, I fucked all this up.
No, it's all good.
You can find me on the internet at Girl With A Tail on Instagram and Twitter at Girl With A Tail.
It's a good follow.
It's a good follow.
It's a good, great follow. Please give it up to the wonderful family band. We got Brett on the fret, also engineering Choo Choo. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got producer Dana, also Wickens on the Stickens.
We got Chef Kevin looking at us through the window.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Love to have him here.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for making us fan art.
Yeah. Hot fan art.
Trying to pull it up on Instagram so fast I can't, but you know who you are.
We loved it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you're doing well. And as we say at the end of every episode,
the very best part of waking up
is a beverage in your cup.
Bye.